B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sexy. Here we go.
Easy lover. She'll get a hold on you. Believe it.
Oh.
I know what it
is. You fat cat.
Before you know it, you'll be on your knees.
Woo.
She's an easy lover. She'll take your heart, but you won't feel it. She's I know what it is. And I'm just trying to make you
see. Sir, let's pick stuff right here. I wish I'd have went to this concert. Yeah!
Oh, you'll
regret it. 617-779-0985. Hey, you want to put a call in?
For what?
Hey, Jim, I'm before you this number. Okay?
Who is it?
Don't worry about it.
You get someone who wants to talk to us?
Maybe. To Jim Louth. James Louth. Weirdo. I have him saved under weirdo, Jim. Yeah. Did you get it? Pull the number up. Go ahead. Dial that number. We'll do it live on air. Just dial the number. Take a shot here.
Who is it?
I don't know yet. We got to call
him. You don't know yet.
Got to call him. Valentine's Day.
We're going to call this person?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like Pac-Man.
I absolutely have no idea
okay.
What we're doing right now. I don't know what this is.
Do we come up 617? We do.
I don't know. I think it might be an 85.
Why is it double ringing?
I know. That's weird.
Like weird.
This person knows we're calling them, right?
No. Have no.
Let them know that they're on the air as soon as they pick up.
I don't swear or anything.
Well, no, you
never know.
You got to let them know. Well, this isn't going well.
Yeah, hang up, Jim.
Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
I know who that is.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or
we're gonna say happy birthday.
For more options.
Hey, Bledsoe, what's up? Happy birthday.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Drew. You skiing? You a Mount Bachelor? Huh? Spending all your money? All that money you earned? Still earning? What's up? So, go on, say happy birthday. I'll see you, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye, Drew.
Bye, Drew.
If you're satisfied with the message,
yeah, we're
press
satisfied.
One. To
up,
listen
Jim.
To your message,
yeah,
press
yeah.
two.
Yes, Jim.
To erase and re-record,
to
press
oh,
three.
Oh, let's listen to it. Yeah.
To continue
oh,
recording
no,
where you left off, message review.
Hey, Bledsoe, what's up? Happy birthday. Hi, Drew. You skiing? You a bachelor? Huh? You spending all your money? All that money you earned? Still earning? So, go on, say happy birthday. I'll see you, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye, Drew.
If you're satisfied with the message,
I'm good with that.
One. Yep. To listen to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Ooh, can
to
we send
your message with
what's
urgent delivery, press 2.
How much
two.
Is that?
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Fancy. All right, then. Hey, did you hear Felger and Maz yesterday? They had the same... what's that? Perfect Stranger dancing, Jim. Jim, when you dance with a stranger, that song
what?
On hold. Remember we had that weird song the other
oh,
day?
Oh, yeah.
Felger and Maz went to somebody, they were on hold, and it was, would you dance with a stranger?
It was the same song?
Same freaking song.
Is it the same guy?
And then the other one went, boom, boom,
wait,
boom,
yeah, no. No, 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 no.
Boom. They two different ones.
Okay, but
ones.
That guy, Dance with a Stranger.
Yeah.
We left him on hold, and it was multiple songs.
It sure was.
Oh.
They just happened to hit him on the Dance with a Stranger track.
Dance with a Stranger.
You know what it is, Jim? I bet it plays like in sequential order. When you first get put on hold, you hear the Dance with a Stranger song.
Well, Felger, imagine being on hold for like 2 hours.
Oh, caller was on hold with us for a while,
right.
Too.
I know. Sorry. Thanks for holding. We'll get to all our calls.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Jay Glazer.
Yeah.
From The Athletic.
What
he works for The Athletic now, by the way.
What happened to him yesterday?
Who?
Did you see his tweet?
Well, yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
It's in response to this story.
Jay Glazer was asked for a bold prediction for the offseason. Okay? And his bold prediction, this is a Glazer's offseason NFL mailbag. The bold prediction is that Odell Beckham Jr. will be traded.
See, I hear that coming from, like, I don't even think that's that brash coming from him. He just seems like a disgruntled player from day one. High maintenance, diva, receiver that's never happy. Just like number 84 for Pittsburgh. You got it going good. You got your quarterback. You're putting up stats. You're making more money than anything. And now these two guys are available, supposedly. But coming from Glazer, I think that carries something. It should.
So this happened. And the notion, as the New York Post summarized today, attracted eyeballs, curiosity, perhaps a Beckham tweet, and apparently unhinged fury. As the prophecy by one of the top NFL insiders made the rounds, Glazer colorfully suggested deranged Giants fans had taken it personally. For all you bleep sticks who spewed bleep at me, my kid, my mom's kid, my kid's mom.
Well, isn't he his mom's kid?
My head size. My body size.
He doesn't. He does have
intelligence.
A weird head.
My mother's intelligence. All because I made a prediction about your team today. Save your ridiculous bleeping insults for bleep that matters in life.
And he swore in the tweet. Like, he's pretty popular, but he wrote it out. I was like, wow.
A few hours after prediction was published, Beckham put out a tweet that was a couple of emojis. One was the zippered mouth emoji. And a smiling face.
See, I think he likes the attention. Typical him. Whether it's true or not true.
Dave Gettleman, Giants GM, said this offseason that they were not going to be trading the 26-year-old.
Right.
Who signed a huge contract last offseason before the Giants then went 5-11. You think he gets traded?
No.
You think Glazer is just doing his job, coming up with a...
I think Glazer is hearing stuff. I think they would probably like to trade him. I don't think anybody could take on his salary or take on the problem that he may be. And don't bring up here. Don't you dare bring up here.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, we're bringing it up. We're going to bring it up.
They don't do it.
We're going to bring it up. We're going to bring it up.
They'd rather have...
I'm sorry.
Kenny Britt or, you know... Josh Matthews.
Didn't Odell Beckham Jr. have that thing about wanting to play with Brady?
Yep. Oh, so he's going to rework his contract, huh? No. He's just going to get paid $16 million a year?
Yeah. Well, if Gronk leaves, they have $14 coming off the books, right?
Oh, I'm just saying that a year ago at this time...
Okay, now...
Odell Beckham Jr.
Hold on.
...was commenting on Tom Brady on social media, and I don't know. It just feels
Jim just
like...
hit on it. Jim just hit on it. See, I think the big boy's coming back. I think Gronk's coming back at a lower rate. But if he's gone, and they know he's gone, you need somebody. Because tight end number two ain't going to cut it. Tight end number two ain't going to do what he did.
Remember when Brady posted on an OBJ Instagram post with a trophy?
That was a while ago.
That was a year ago.
Didn't he put a goat? Didn't OBJ put a goat in one of his tweets last night? Who's the goat?
I don't know.
It ain't LeBron.
All worth talking about. Why don't we talk about
Let's
that?
Do this. Okay.
You get your calls as well. Right now, the action update. Action update right now.
Now you get me interested.
Now, a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard. at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
After tonight's games, the NBA turns its focus to All-Star Weekend at Charlotte. De'Aaron Fox of the Kings is the 7-2 favorite to win Saturday's Skills Challenge. The Mavericks' Luka Doncic and the Hawks' Trae Young are next at 4-1. In the three-point shooting contest, the Warriors' Steph Curry is the 7-5 favorite. Devin Booker of Phoenix is 4-1. Then Sacramento's Buddy Hield, 6-1. Brooklyn's Joe Harris, 8-1. Portland teammates Damian Lillard, 10-1. And Seth Curry, 12-1. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Should the Patriots consider calling the Giants and asking about Odell Beckham Jr.? Doug Kide, Nesson, he's got some thoughts on this. He says Odell Beckham Jr.'s 5-year contract extension hasn't even kicked in yet.
Oh, God.
You don't even need to ask. Yes, the New England Patriots should try to acquire Beckham for one very simple reason. And before we even get into it, I'll throw out a prediction myself. He writes, the vocal majority of Patriots fans will scoff at this notion. That I disagree with. He says, stating they don't need a diva receiver destroying their model franchise from within. Beckham is really, really good, and he'll be even better catching passes from quarterback Tom Brady. So what's the simple reason why the Patriots should trade for Beckham? Value. The Giants signed him to a 5-year, $90 million contract with $20 million in a signing bonus. That $20 million has already been paid out.
Oh. Good point.
The team acquiring Beckham will essentially get him on a 5-year, $77 million deal. That's an average annual salary of $15.4 million. He would go from first among wide receivers in AAV to sixth behind Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Brandon Cooks, DeAndre Hopkins,
that's
and Sammy Watkins. He would be behind all those guys.
You want him or you want Cooks?
Beckham.
Watch Cooks in a Super Bowl?
Here's the problem, though. All that stuff about him being a diva receiver who destroys franchises, all true.
Yeah.
And as I've said many times here on this show, this is a losing player. It's a guy who does not know how to win. That might change. He might completely change. He might be a different guy.
Losing player.
He might completely rehabilitate his attitude towards winning here in New England.
See, he's no Demaryius Thomas.
Or with any other team.
Like, Demaryius Thomas is a quitter. Like, I've seen him be taken out of games. At least this kid fights. He'll compete. He may not win. He's not a winner. But you can make him a winner here. So you put Edelman in a slot, you put him outside, you put Josh Gordon at the X, and you pay Gronk less to come back. Huh. Still have James White, still have Sonny Michel.
Losing as a player, on the boat, in Miami, during the bye. I mean,
yeah.
Go route.
Yeah.
We don't need to go through that
double
again.
Double move, go route. Double move, go
How
route.
How much of that stops, though, just with being among players? I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to say there's like some magical Patriot way and it's like the Aaron Fox or anything like that. How much of it changes, though, just from being around players who don't do that stuff? Because he's around players right now that do that stuff.
See, they absorb it there and they allow him to be that way. Things would change if you come here.
Right.
Reese had this tweet, I think a week ago or so. The thought around New England within the walls is that they're going to load up again like they did in 07.
Right. Mike Reese suggested this.
Mike Reese.
And so, you know, when you look at this possibility, you look at, you go back.
That means our window's short. Let's load up and go get another one. I mean, this helps you. Spaghetti hair.
I just retweeted something if you want to see it on Twitter, @Mark_Bertrand.
Oh, pump yourself up.
Okay. just as a reference to go back to last preseason, fourth preseason game, you've got Brady and Edelman talking with Odell Beckham Jr., spent a little time together, chatting each other up. And all I can think about with that trio of players is the way it could work is if Odell Beckham Jr. were to come in and say, I respect the both of you. I know what you've done. You're two guys that combine of 9 rings, right? You're both Super Bowl MVPs. I want to do that too. So you lead the way. You be the guys. Show me how it's done. That's the only way that's going to work.
He and Edelman, very friendly.
Very cozy.
Very friendly.
Brady looks good with a tan.
That's the only way it's going to work. Because so far in his career, he's been a guy that just hasn't valued winning enough. He just hasn't. And he got a contract extension based solely on the talent that he has, right?
Yes.
Not based on everything he's done for his team to make them a winning team and win big game. No, none of that.
Just because he's so good at one thing.
So ridiculously talented as a receiver.
Yep.
That you got to pay him. You got to keep him. How do you let that guy walk if you're the Giants, who completely suck and need something? Because he has not been a winning player.
He just signed that week, too, I remember. So I remember watching him walk around. Everybody in the damn stadium was going up to him, congratulating him. Hey, nice job on your money. Nice job on your money. Go back and watch.
You can't tell me. By the way, on that point, so you can't tell me his agent didn't know that a year after signing that deal, he'd be in a decent position to get traded.
Oh, Giants.
You know that his agent knew this. 15.4 a year for 5 years? Talk about manageable money for a top receiver.
You have a good relationship with the Giants? Does this organization have a good relationship with the Giants?
I think good enough.
I think it's good enough.
I think ownership level with the Giants is friendly with the head coach here.
Yep. Mr. Mara, you tired of your diva receiver? I'll take him off your hands.
I don't hate it. I really don't, Beetle. I know you don't. I know you think he's just a losing guy and that he doesn't have to...
No, that's not disputable. It's just that I believe in the ability to change. I just believe some guys can change.
And I just believe in his ability.
Well, you get around
I just believe in his ability on the field.
It'd be stupid not to. He's amazing.
Go back and watch.
Amazing talent.
Week 10, when the Patriots went to 10-0 and Gostkowski hit that kick down at the Meadowlands, I watched him turn around our defensive backs 4 times. Good ones. McCourty, I think Malcolm.
And last year at this time.
2 years ago.
At the NBA All-Star Game weekend. What the hell was it that Odell Beckham Jr. was yelling at Kyrie Irving? You go to the Celtics and I'm going to go to what? You went to the Celtics and I'm going to play with the Patriots? You went to the Celtics and I'm trying to go to New England?
I'm trying to go to Foxborough?
What?
You went to the Celtics and I'm talking to you.
This is where I wish life was like a movie. Can we wash that out? Can we filter that? Actually, no, you really can't. But in the movies, they'd be able to isolate him perfectly.
I hear the balls bouncing again. That squeaking of the shoes. Boom, boom.
Do you think the Patriots would sell any Beckham Jr. jerseys?
Do
you think any kids?
Josh Gordon already wears 10.
Do you know how good that Beckham Jr. jersey is going to look when they sell it in a 90s throwback?
Do you know?
He's going to wear 10.
Does that factor into their
Beckham
thinking
wears 13.
At all?
What are you talking about? Beckham is 13, though.
What the hell am I thinking?
Dorsett's a free agent.
What?
Yeah, and he'll be gone if this happens.
Who?
Dorsett.
Oh, yeah.
He wears 13.
That's right. Tommy Hodson. I wanted 13. Bastard. Hodson had it. I had to wear 16.
It worked out for you.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Worked out for you.
It's okay.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Jesse, who's in Westford. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jess.
So about this OBJ thing, I just think that he's such a huge personality. And when you think about and you look at Bill Belichick coach teams, he preaches selflessness. And I'm just not sure that OBJ is going to really be able to adapt to that. I think he's
Randy Moss
much
did
of a personality.
Randy he Moss did, sure did.
That was a long time ago. I feel like now it's like if you look at the Patriots organization, it's kind of split in two. And I feel like Darrelle Revis, but if you really split it up, the Patriots like going after those guys the lower profile yeah. guys that they think really can buy in a lot more. So I just want to know what you guys think about that.
It's funny you mention that. I mean, you bring Revis and Moss up. They're really the only two really, really high-end guys that you brought in here that were impactful and had a major thing, and you went in. Those two guys. Everybody else they brought in, the Ocho Cincos, Joey Galloway's, Albert Hainsworth of the world, all flopped. Corey Dillon. But it's almost like you come here with that mindset knowing, okay, it didn't work elsewhere. Now I'm a big boy now. It's time to win. It's time to be different.
Why can't you be both? Gronk is both. Gronk has a huge personality and is selfless.
But he wasn't when he first got
here. Not when he first got here.
Because I thought
Gronk
of that same thing,
grew up a little off-field. Yes. He grew up a little bit off-field. He knew how to hide it.
Wait, did you see Gronk at the draft when he was drafted with his brothers?
Yeah, then the phone rang and they told him, take the helmet off. And he took the helmet off.
He still had a big personality, though.
Still had a big personality.
But he wasn't anything compared to yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. is right now. I mean, just the...
He had his own cruise, Hardy.
Yeah, the profile of Rob Gronkowski coming here doesn't approach what Odell Beckham Jr.'s profile is when he would join the team, if he were to. I understand the reluctance of the whole diva wide receiver thing, but... But that kind of talent?
He's done it all. He's questioned his offensive coordinators there. He's questioned other teammates and their dedication. He's questioned his own quarterback.
Why? Because he can.
These are all things that he would never get away with.
Right. They wouldn't allow
it. Ever. Ever.
But don't most of those questions come after you lose. You know, very few of those questions come after winning.
How about the fact that when you're on your way to the playoffs, you go to Miami for a party?
Who was having the party?
Justin Bieber.
Had he RSVP'd? Would it have been rude not to attend?
He threw the party. It was his party.
How do you not go to your own party? That's the ultimate
rude. I just like the fact they had jeans and work boots on and no shirts down in Miami.
There are things that he has done. He's been, you know, he's been immature at times.
Like Brian.
Overly emotional, angry with his team. There's just things that he could not do here. There's things that could not happen here. He would have to change who he is. And the things he has done would not fly in New England.
These guys are really thinking on that boat. They're really in deep thought. Pensive.
Mm. But if he wants to learn how to win at a high level, there's no better place to go than here.
Contemplative.
Mm. Contemplative. Mm. I think of the statue of the thinker.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You know what I want to know?
What?
All these pictures that are taken. What happens the 3 minutes before the picture? Hey, guys, we're getting a picture here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get this set up. I want to see the setup of the picture, not the picture.
Yeah, you want to see
you know
how
much the work it takes to choreograph that picture?
Yeah, to make it look like a
poster? That's a candid photo, Jim.
They're all looking in the same direction. They're not facing each other talking.
Look, one guy's looking this way, the other guy's looking that way, and the girl in the back is like, what do you want from me?
Look how fat this guy is.
Yeah.
You know, there was the video of him in the video in bed with the woman who was possibly snorting cocaine. Like... There's just so many things.
With the pizza?
Yeah, the pizza box on the bench. She's doing a line and like.
That was Goody's headache powder. What? It's like a southern headache remedy.
There's just a lot of stuff that's happened there that would not work here. It would not work. He's not their type of guy. But maybe
it's not going to happen.
Maybe he could conform.
Not going to happen.
Lack of
do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is great. Hero. Hardy, you're a hero.
Huh, huh, huh,
you okay?
Huh.
Hello, get the tiki hut on, man.
Let's go to your calls. 617-779-0985. DeVito's been hanging on Matt Kuchar. Let's jump back to that for
What's
a
up,
second.
Mel Boy?
What do you got, DeVito?
Hey, hopefully this didn't lose a little steam. Obviously, you guys know I'm always listening out here, but...
Yeah, did the 2 inches of snow really kill the mail service?
Oh, I cannot believe how soft these people have become, man.
Hey, are you doing packages now or something, or are you still doing a route? What are you doing?
I'm just packages right now. I'm actually going to be transferring to hopefully be a clerk by the end of April.
Oh, indoor work.
Ooh, stamper.
I got to ride it out to my retirement, hopefully.
Nice.
So what's up?
I don't want to throw away 16 years, but back to Kuchar. Hopefully we didn't lose steam here. You were starting to touch on something on that call or how he was going, you know, it was the tournament was in Mexico, so maybe that was plenty of money. Dude, you know some softies are going to be – I hope Kuchar's not the one that was thinking that way with the conversion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you look at his comments, I don't know that he's suggesting that, but
yeah.
I think it's temporary caddy. I think it's the fact it's a 1 week temporary caddy, and I'm floating you $5,000.
But the one thing I found weird was he kept bringing up, "What if I were to go back to Mexico this weekend?" Like, what does Mexico have to do with any of this? So I don't know. But it's definitely, it shouldn't factor in. You know, they paid him $1.3 million. I don't care if that tournament is played on the moon. Like, the payment and what's right is right. You got something?
I got somebody we can talk to if we want to. Somebody who's played with Kuchar and has spent some time trying to work his way onto tours and has caddied for golfers like this. So he has some working knowledge.
So he's worked for Kuchar?
No, played golf with him though.
Okay.
And you probably know him. His name is Scott. He was a player on the Canadian tour for a time.
Hoser, huh?
Tried to get on the PGA tour.
Number
of times.
Boyfriend. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But knows Kuchar a bit, and also spent his winters caddying down south.
In Mexico?
No, but for down in Florida for guys that, you know, tour members will also, you know, belong to a club. So he would go out there and caddy for guys. So he's, you know, he can relate to both sides of this.
Has Golfing the World ever gone to this course in Mexico?
Whatever happened to that show?
Party. What happened to Golfing the World? That's a great
little Fred Franklin.
No, still on. God, who's...
You're not hosting it anymore, though.
I did not host last year.
They got rid of you.
It was a mutually...
you got tired of doing it.
They fired you.
The time you got stuck up in... you got stuck in Nova Scotia, and they... You there was nothing to
that
eat.
That didn't help.
There's a Tim Hortons
open. That didn't help.
And you had to eat like a folded... a folded brownie. That's
after the Nova Scotia
eat.
Incident, they said, you know what, we're not dealing with
Kevin
this guy
Walsh.
Anymore.
Kevin Walsh did an episode or two for him last year.
He's a big golf guy.
He's a big golf guy.
Big golf guy. Okay.
No, Barbados. I love that nice show. Though, huh?
You still see me on there quite a bit.
And I don't know that there's anybody more friendly than Kevin Walsh. I mean, he's a very nice guy.
Another, and also does some looping. He could speak to this.
Nice ball, John.
Okay.
How was Connecticut? The one you did Connecticut with the nice rolling hills
It was like being on another planet.
It's kind of cool.
I tell you.
Woods.
Yeah. You'd never know.
Eddie's in Providence. Eddie.
Hey. How you fellas doing?
Hey. Doing okay, you?
I'm all right. I just want to comment on the OBJ thing.
Sure.
Not so much on his personality, but I have a player in mind I think fits the Patriot mold in every single way that I've heard rumors that the Pats might go after. What do you guys think about pursuing Julio Jones?
All right, so let's do it this way, Eddie. Julio Jones or Odell Beckham Jr.? Who do you
OBJ.
Want?
OBJ. 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 I'm starting to think Julio's got some miles on him.
I'm worried about injuries for both of them.
I don't see the dominance. I don't see the breakaway speed. I want a home run hitter. I don't want a big, heavy possession type guy.
And Julio Jones can't be your home run hitter?
No.
You ever watched Julio Jones play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Julio Jones.
Not a big Julio Jones guy. Never have been. He makes nice catches. I don't see much after the ball's caught.
Do you want to know his... Oh, man, his contract is...
Give me OBJ. That guy's a slicer. That guy could flat-out fly. Give me that.
You know that...
Speed kills, man.
Julio Jones only has 2 more years left on his contract. Base salary this coming year, $9.6 million. And his base salary in 2020 is $11.4 million. Based on the length of contract, 2 more years at more reasonable money, Julio Jones is a better move. Better move. And I would say if he were, and I don't think he's going to become available, by the way. I don't think he's getting traded. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Julio Jones is staying put. I know that Bert has thrown it out there that Julio could get moved. They could put him on the block. I think the asking price for Julio Jones will probably be more, but the contract would be better. That makes sense? They could get more. Julio Jones doesn't have the same off-the-field question marks that Odell Beckham Jr. has. Off-the-field meaning not just away from the facility, like locker room questions. They both can play. They're both great.
And so, Josh from NBC Sports Boston says Julio Jones was 19th in yards after catch this season.
Thank you.
Beckham was 45th.
Yeah. Stats in your face.
Josh silenced him.
Look at that. He stunned him. He stunned
Josh. Stupid. Okay. Stupid stat. You find him one stupid stat.
Look how mad he is.
I don't know what made me more mad. That today or Orochi they're doing his panoramic videos in ballparks. It's an empty freaking minor the league things, ballpark.
The things
okay?
that set you off.
It'd be different if it was like Fenway opening day. It ain't.
It really set you off when he tweeted, "Is this heaven?"
No, it's a freaking minor league ballpark. But get off the drugs, Dan.
Do you know that was a reference to Field of Dreams when Rochi tweeted out the picture of JetBlue Park?
No.
Is this heaven? That's what Shoeless Joe Jackson, that's what Ray Liotta says to Kevin Costner. He says, "Is this heaven?" And he says, "No, this is Iowa." One of the cheesiest parts of a very cheesy movie.
That's how cheesy Roach is, though. He probably had his leg bouncing the whole flight there.
Is Ray Liotta smoking again? I'm just curious. Does anyone know? Or is he still not smoking? Because every day he's got an update for us on TV.
Every day I think he needs to get a bigger backyard for that dog.
I mean,
he's throwing the ball for that
thing.
The
kind of money he has, you would think that he'd have a little more space out there.
This tiny little landing strip of a playground for the dog.
Where is that? Is that in the city somewhere? Then it might be acceptable. Right?
No, L.A.
But if you're in the burbs, my friends, if you're up in the hills and that's your backyard, well, Ray, obviously you're not collecting enough on the Goodfellas money. They screwed you over somehow.
They need a little more land for that dog.
Or they're not paying you enough to do these commercials. One of the two. Needs a bigger backyard. 617-779-0985. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy was the best I ever had.
What?
I'm so pissed I couldn't go.
We asked about that.
We inquired at Paradise Rock Club last night.
Should we do it chronologically?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think we should go with what's most pertinent, and that is we asked around to see if there was anyone working there who was working there 22 years ago or so when the stage diving incident happened. We talked to one gentleman. He shall remain nameless. He was working there at the time. He's been at Paradise for 31 years, and he happened to not be working the night of the incident itself, but he came back to work the following day, and the media was swarming the place. And he said, we're not talking. And they said, no, we want to talk about the bands that are coming. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the bands. He said, okay. And then they'd say, so tell us about what happened here last night. And he said, okay, nope, walked away. Not
good for him.
This interview.
Saw nothing.
Wasn't giving them anything.
I didn't see anything. I had four drinks.
That sounds like such an agreed upon number that maybe the story had been rehearsed.
Five's big. Five's a lot.
Four is not. Five's a lot and four is not. We
four's,
had four drinks.
Four's borderline. Like, yeah, maybe had a little bit.
Enjoy the first two. Sip the next four. And then skip.
Start over.
Skip seven, all right. Eight, nine.
Heck with that. It's back to your night. Your night.
It was a good time. It was a good show.
So what? Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms at the Paradise. Small venue.
Awesome.
Small venue. Anytime you see anybody in a small venue, it's the best.
I love that venue. I love the Paradise. Seriously.
I've been there once. How do you go once?
So
never be allowed back
so
again.
You only went to one show there once. You saw Everclear there 22
and
years
then my
ago.
And my kid played an AAU tournament, BU
Scott
last
Solak,
year.
Scott Solak, one night only.
We went to eat next to it, and I go, oh, my God, that's the Paradise. That's where it's at. I had no clue where it even was.
Yeah, that's where we went.
Yeah, no clue where it was.
Had a great time.
Great spot.
I was a bad friend. I convinced Hardy that he should bid on a guitar, an autographed Gin Blossoms guitar.
Oh, boy, it was, I'm glad he would like that.
It was
Yeah,
it was for a charitable cause.
It was a good, it was a cool charity. They donate cars. They donate guitars to
those who prisons, are incarcerated
to prisons, and it's like a rehab thing. It's like, oh, teach you know guys in jail how to play guitar. Why not?
That's okay, cool. Be locked up in prison next to a guy that just jams his guitar all night. That's awesome.
Better than being locked up without a guitar.
So. Sure. I went over, and it was a silent auction.
And nobody had bid.
Nobody had bid. I'll prime the pump a little bit here. I'll get the bidding going.
I've done that.
Beatles needling me.
I needle him. He puts down the bid for $400.
And the guy says, like, you'll get outbid.
And then I'm pretty sure, I'm like, oh, come on, you're going to get outbid. You're the first bid.
How long?
I want to say that the next hour, Hardy was just on edge, nervous.
Was it a silent?
I'm not sure he could fully enjoy the night after that because he was so nervous. He had just spent hundreds of dollars on a guitar.
No other bids. Until the end of the night when the show ended and somebody outbid me and it was fine.
Yeah.
But we were hanging around with Beatles guy Lefty.
Paul Wenick, who's a...
Wait, he had his left arm cut?
Nope.
Lefty pitcher.
Lefty pitcher. For UMass back in the day. He's a UMass legend. UMass Hall of Famer.
When did he pitch for UMass?
Late 50s.
Okay. The guy went on to be a record rep for Polygram.
I think he graduated 62.
Yeah.
I have that right.
So he's there at the show.
Capitol, then he went to Polygram. He was there because he helped break Gin Blossoms back in the late 80s, early 90s.
So the story goes. And he's telling us the story. And this guy has 1,000 stories about everybody and everything. And I'm thinking, okay, well, sure. You know, it's record guy. He's like, all right, come on, let's go. And we go upstairs and he starts pounding on doors. Is this the green room? No one in there. Is this the green room? No one there. I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get tossed out of here. Like, Zoe, I'm gonna be banned from the paradise. Finally, a door opens, and the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, Robin Wilson, standing there.
Answers
he goes,
the door.
Lefty, come on. Lefty had brought his platinum record that was presented to him, I think,
from the Gin Blossoms
for over a million sold of New Miserable Experience that the band had all signed 20 plus years ago, including little phrases like, "We're only here because of you, Lefty." Yeah, we owe everything to you,
Couldn't
buddy.
Couldn't have done it without you, Lefty.
Couldn't have done it without you standing around taking pictures. It was like their grandfather walked in.
That's typical Beatles story, though. Like, Uncle Beatle down to Super Bowl. You got Lefty here. What would it sound like if you two had to
get in the car?
There's
a picture.
That's
from last night. We're in the dressing room with the band.
Yeah, that's Lefty.
He's the best.
What would it sound like if you two won the guitar? Like, if you won the guitar and you had to strum that thing?
Here's what I say about Lefty, Hardy.
What are you doing?
What is this, like YouTube? People covering it on YouTube?
Don't do that.
That's not nice.
How dare you?
Anything else, Jim?
Nobody has better stories, and no one tells a story better than them. Both the stories themselves and the presentation are second to none.
Why are you ruining our Gin Blossoms experience by playing YouTube covers of Gin Blossoms?
It's such a good night.
It's what it sounded like.
They were really good. Were they not?
They're great. They sound great still.
Is this Bronson Arroyo?
They haven't faded at all.
No.
They sound the same. Everything about it.
Ended the night with a cover of Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees. Brought the house down.
Really?
You'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good night.
Nice.
And Lefty made it that much better. That was fun.
You know who was completely enamored with Lefty? Was Sean Silver. Who was there? He couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Silver Fox.
He's like, riding his bike. How do you know this guy? This guy's incredible. I said, of course he's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible life. Yep.
Except for Lefty.
He listens to us every day, by the way. He's a big fan of the show. He's called us before.
Oh, Lefty or Sean Silver?
Lefty. He's called us before. Lefty in Salem. Mm. He knows pitching. He knows baseball. That's for sure.
All right.
So that was our night. And Hardy didn't win the guitar. But it was for a good cause if you did.
I was rooting for you to win it.
It would have been fine. I would have displayed it proudly, but...
Or put it on eBay. One of the two.
No, I wouldn't have done it.
Could have brought it in the studio.
I would have kept it.
Would have been a great prop for today.
It would have been nice for a camera shot for today.
Hell of a prop.
Yes, but someone else got it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.